Oh, well, we have a very special guest in our studio here today, the band Making Movies. We're live at EXT. They're performing tonight at the Hollow in Albany. Guys, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us. The song is called Spinning Out.
Have it, folks. The band out of Kansas City, Missouri, rocking our studio here. Latin alternative style. There you go, Josh. Josh Norick, the co-host of the Latin Alternative. That's a request for him spinning out. Guys, thanks for dropping on by.
You're welcome.
Man, that is phenomenal. Introduce yourselves, please.
Yeah, my name is Enrique. I play guitar and sing and Making Movies.
What's up, guys? My name is Andres Chauran. I play drums.
I'm Juan Carlos Chauran. I play percussion and, I guess, a Casio SK5.
And I'm Diego Chi, and I play bass and the second voice.
Now, how long have you guys been a band together?
Like 9 years. We just finished a tour with Alex Cuba. We were on the road together, part of our Carnaval tour, and it was neat because we met him 9 years ago in Chicago at the House of Blues, and that was the first show we played with Juan Carlos. The band had kind of been an idea that was like bubbling up, but when Juan Carlos joined, we were really able to execute the music that we wanted to make. And so yeah, it's kind of cool to see it full circle. So we're nearing a decade of doing this.
Wow. I got to ask the obvious question. How does a Latin alternative group from Kansas City, Missouri, wind up on the Billboard charts?
Like sleepless nights. Like we started our own record label. I think by being isolated in Kansas City, the benefit that it brought us is that we realized that we had to learn to do everything ourselves first. There was no scene to plug into. And that had its blessings and its curses. I think it made our journey take a little longer than maybe other people's would have. But along the way, we learned some stuff. So we pulled the record. We had signed a deal we both came to the agreement to the conclusion that it wasn't the right thing. So we put out the album ourselves, and we'd been touring DIY in old crappy vans for so long that that there was an audience waiting for us. It's our second album produced by Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, and the first one, we toured it like crazy people for 4 years to build up a base, and little by little, it continues to grow.
DIY, still strong, obviously. Relentless touring.
Relentless touring, for sure.
Now, your latest album is called I Am Another You. How many, that is your...
It is our second album.
Your second album.
Yeah, and it's an album that people have just called it a political record, very much so, you know? And I think that's interesting. I keep thinking about how that came to be. But we actually conceptualized it 3 or 4 years ago and recorded it 3 years ago. It only came out, you know, a year right now ago. So it's still our new album, but to us it was older material, and we were just trying to tell the stories of our families. We have immigrant families, and Diego and I are both immigrants from Panama, and we have a cousin who immigrated from Venezuela to Panama, and all those stories are in the album. And just by voicing that topic in today's day and age, people said that's protest music, and I guess we decided that perhaps it is, I guess.
Now, how did you get connected with Steve Berlin of Los Lobos?
ChristianMingle.com.
Okay.
we opened up a Los Lobos. He's Jewish, so he wasn't on Christian Mingle, so I had to look for him on other websites.
Yeah, gotcha.
But we opened up for Los Lobos in Kansas City, and he couldn't believe his ears. He thought there was a really cool record playing out at front of house, so he popped out of the tour bus and was like, oh, this is a band. This is awesome. Where am I? Kansas City, Missouri? And obviously having a Panamanian and Mexican, you know, influenced group in the Midwest was as shocking to him as it is this to many people. And he really loved our band and asked us if we would be willing to let him work on our record. And we're like, you know, we played it cool, pretending like we weren't freaking out on the inside. Yeah, it was really exciting for us.
That's really awesome. So happy you guys have made the time to drop on by. And your website is mkngmvs.com for Making Movies.
That's right. And that's our Twitter and Instagram handles. But makingmoviesband.com gets you to the same place. The only thing I'd like to add is we have come to this time in the U.S. where the voice of immigrants is... It's rising in opposition to all the things that are happening through legislature that really are impacting families. And for us, we've worked a music camp for 8 years, and we're expanding into a youth program in the city. And their parents have done a baile folclorico group for 35 years. We always run into kids who are in a difficult situation because of paperwork or legal status that is of no control of their own. So when the DACA program came under question, it really hits home to us because we are intimate with a lot of these families and these kids. So we can't change the law, but we can ask people to please vote and raise their voice and elect the people who have empathy for those around them and those who may be different culturally. But the one thing we can do is we offer free tickets to anyone that's part of the DACA program to any Making Movies concert. So at makingmoviesband.com/DACA, D-A-C-A. You can just sign up and say, I would like to go to this show, and we'll email you a ticket. And that's been a really, we did it as a gesture in solidarity, but it's been a really beautiful way to connect with these folks who are feeling isolated and alone. And so I guess we just say all that to say, you're not alone. And the more that we talk about it, I think the better it is for, because I don't think people realize sometimes, I have the whole belief that people who are against things like that, sometimes it's out of ignorance, because they're not fully aware of what they're against. And I think if they were to meet these beautiful young people, they would maybe not feel so strongly about having these immigrants leave our country or whatever their thought process may be.
Well said. Well said. Enrique, guys, thank you so much. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure having you guys here in the studio, live at EXT with the band Making Movies, makingmoviesband.com, to keep up with these guys. What do you guys want to play for us next?
We're going to do a song called Locura Colectiva, which translates to collective insanity. And sometimes you just open up social media and you might be convinced we're living in a collective insanity. All right, here we go.
Oye, amor, ¿cómo fue tu día? Y todavía estoy por la avenida. No sé si viste la última noticia que el mundo se va a acabar. Esta vez no es mentira. por la línea se cortó. No creerás lo que yo he visto. No es un tranque, es una pesadilla. Y todos unidos bailan la locura colectiva. Esta locura colectiva. Señor, por favor, ven aquí. Déjame hacerte una pregunta, te pido. Ven, ven, ven. Oye, viejo, cuéntame de tu vida. Dios te dio lo que tú merecías. Llegaste con orgullo al fin de tu día. Nada más te tiro como un dao a la locura colectiva. Esa locura colectiva. Y él me dijo, yo recé. Amén, que nada cambie. Yo recé. Amén, que nada cambie. Ahí arriba, imagino que te encanta la vista. Ver al ser humano como hormiga. No sé si oíste esta última noticia, que en realidad tú eres una pura mentira. Causa de esta locura colectiva. Todos dicen yo recé, amén, que nada cambie. Yo recé, amén, que nada cambie. Oye viejo, cuéntame de tu vida. Dios te dio lo que tú merecías. Y casi como tuyo al fin de tu día. Nada más te tiro como un lao. Qué locura colectiva.
Recé.
Qué locura colectiva.
Que nada cambie.
Que nada cambie. Quiero cambiar. Déjame, déjame soñar.